The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
I didn't even do a sound check on this before just to make sure everything was still lined up. Good evening. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Am I coming to you 5x5 there, dude? I'm going to presume so. All right. Administrative announcement. I got sick, and I did not plan on getting sick. It was quite interesting. We had a power problem on a Thursday, and I couldn't do the show on a Thursday, and then Friday I was sick. My wife was sick. Everybody was sick. And it just lingered. And I tried to put out things best I could, but from this point forward, if there's something going on with the show where I am not live, go to the Facebook page. Although I think we're going to start an app just for the show, for both the Android and the iPhone systems. We're looking very close at that. But that's really the only way I can do something timely and let everybody know what's going on is to go to the Facebook page, which is facebook.com/lockandloadradio. Lock and load radio or something like that. I'll double check that just to be sure. But thanks for all of the well wishes and everything that I got along the way as things were going on. I don't exactly know what this was. It wasn't fun. I was not having a good time with it. Yes, it's facebook.com/lockandloadradio. That's the Facebook page. Go like it. Then you'll get notified about it. You'll know what's going on, when it's going on. I'll start using it to make announcements. I tried to do some. I'd like to thank GCN for all of the rebroadcasts they did. As a matter of fact, some of them that they cut up were so good. One of them was the biggest download day I've ever had. Which, I don't know if I should feel good or bad about that, but in any event, I tried to keep it going as best I could for you. Sorry I sound the way I sound. I've still got some lingering side effects. I've decided not to to no longer entertain them at all. I've decided to move on from that as best I can. This evening we're going to be joined by David Codre. He writes at AmmoLand and Guns.com. He used to be the Gun Rights Examiner. And, of course, they being a media outlet, they couldn't take his kind of stuff, so they they moved on from him as well. I noticed there's been a lot of things come down the pike, and I'm just gonna have to skip them. One thing that I noticed though was that the White House is still asserting this lie on their website page explaining the Bill of Rights that the Second Amendment is what gives you a right to carry a gun. This is coming from the one from whom all blessings flow. And what they want the Americans to believe is the difference between the Bill of Rights and the UN so-called Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which shows its all-controlling hand in Article 29. Number one, everyone has duties to the community in which alone the free and full development of his personality is possible. So in other words, unless you're doing it as we say you should, well, you won't develop. Number two, in the exercise of his rights and freedoms, everyone shall be subject only to such limitations as are determined by law solely for the purpose of securing due recognition and respect for all the rights and freedoms of others and of meeting the just requirements of morality, public order, and the general welfare in a democratic society. This is the codification of coexist. That's exactly what it is. Number three, these rights and freedoms may in no case be exercised contrary to the purposes and principles of the United Nations. Well, you know, that's the way he wants it to go. What's up, Tony? Basically, they're saying that you'll take what they give you and you'll like it. And no, you can't have guns unless you work for them and use them to enforce their orders. The White House's website, Second Amendment Live, was called to the attention. There was a response to an AmmoLand article on the administration intimidating landlords to either accept felons or face the wealth transferring wrath of Obama social justice locusts. This is the antis in their given right con. You would think that someone who brags about teaching constitutional law would know that unalienable rights are not revocable privileges bestowed by government, but are, per the founders, endowed by our creator. Or to keep things in a secular context, inherent to the condition of being human. And you would think that someone who represents himself as operating within the framework of constitutional law would know the Supreme Court reiterated in Heller. And, you know, you think that and you would be right. This isn't subject to interpretation and spin, which means the evil, evil people are demonstrable liars, defrauding Americans out of their rights and usurping powers they have no claim to. Because there's no other way to put this and remain faithful to the truth. That makes them tyrants and domestic enemies. And if you think about it, presumptuous blasphemers. And that makes it extremely problematic for those in law enforcement who can see this for themselves and who then can ask themselves if just following orders is what they'd rather place their trust in over the oath they all swore before putting on a badge. The given rights thing is false. The government gives you nothing. You don't. You won't even get a T-shirt this coming weekend after you do taxes. You won't even get a T-shirt for that. They produce nothing. And given the fact that they're $18-19 trillion in debt, they provide nothing. They're not really providing it because they're going deeper in debt to put it out there. So everything that the government does today is based upon a presumption of the full faith and credit of the United States government. So it is a problematic time for those that are in law enforcement, like there's one here that I know, that I have no doubt where he falls. And I've talked to his boss, and I have no doubt where he falls. And I think most law enforcement falls in that particular category, which means they're on our side. So I don't really know how this ends up. All of this... given right nonsense is all going to be based on this presumption that should they mandate it, we will simply go back and say, well, you know, if they say so, they say so. It's the law after all. It's the law. Well, I don't think that's actually the way it's going to go. And when we get back, I'm going to ask myself a question. If gun control is a revolting proposition, why hasn't the revolt begun? We'll be right back.
looking for an edge. Eliminating the fault, creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
When Dr. Lane Sebring appeared on Fox News and claimed that he could give seniors a second shot at youth, viewers were highly skeptical. But then, they saw the proof. Despite being 61 years old, Dr. Sebring is still competing in martial arts competitions against guys half his age and winning. But what's even more remarkable are his lab tests that back it all up. His blood pressure checks in at a healthy 110 over 78, and his blood sugar never jumps above 70. So what's his secret? Sebring has been using a powerful green drink that he personally formed called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens was originally created to help older guys in the military who are dealing with achy joints and stiff muscles. And for a limited time, Dr. Sebring is letting you try the drink absolutely free. All he asks is that you chip in a few bucks to help cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. greens75.com. greens75.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Even though my voice is cracking. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection.
This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. You know, if you look at history, I saw a movie the other day that I would encourage all of you to check out. It's called Chuck Norris versus Communism, or Chuck Norris versus Communists. I can't remember what it was. And what this basically was in Romania, you know, back in the 70s and the 80s. And I can't remember and I couldn't pronounce his name. I never was able to pronounce that cat's name. But the guy that was in charge of Romania, he did a daily thing on television where he would rant and rave about socialism and communism, and this is the way of the future and the youth and all this other stuff. And what began to happen was smuggled into Romania, videotapes, VHS videotapes, would be smuggled in, and a guy who, in the movie, his name is Mr. Samir, he finds someone to translate them for him, in, I guess, into the Romani language, whatever language that is. And they begin a distribution thing that nobody ever checks. In the end, the son of the leader of Romania is one. All of the chain of command is getting his videotapes and everything. And what's happening is that the people of Romania are beginning to see, even though it's something that, you know, it's all based on fiction, it's a window into the free world that they get to look at. They get to see the clothes and the attitudes and the cars and the apartments and all of this other stuff. And, of course, it was, you know, it was a movie. So, I mean, a lot of that stuff was highly, there was a lot of artistic license being done with that. I'm sure Miami Vice was in there. And, there's Vice cops all over the place riding around in Ferraris today. But that being done, one day something happened and everybody woke up and then they took to the streets and then communism was out. Now, I couldn't even tell you today what the Romanian form of government is today, but it's interesting that it just took. And they never did anything about it. They knew this was happening, and they never did anything. Occasionally there would be raids. But this was a very repressed people. They had a secret police, and they had all this other stuff. It was really bad. It's really bad. But after these people go out and see like a Rocky movie, people would start to exercise. Or if they saw, they wanted to be heroes. They wanted to stand out. We as gun owners in this country, and let's use the passe number, which is 70 million, which is it's way above that, but maybe twice that by now. But let's just use 70 million as the number of American gun owners in the United States today. What are we? Well, first of all, at 70 million gun owners, we comprise the largest militia force the world has ever seen. We outnumber the active duty U.S. Army Reserve and National Guard 70 times over. Now, there are those of you right now that are saying, hey, Bill, hey, not everybody's going to fight. I might have believed that until I saw the Romanian people take to the streets. They literally would fill a city with people standing shoulder to shoulder. They had, and just think of this as, these are just people with no weapons, standing up, climbing over, swarming armored personnel carriers. They were willing to fight communism with no weapons on hand. We also outnumber all the nation's sworn law enforcement officers by the same amount. Now, do I think we would fight the U.S. Army, the Reserve, the National Guard, or the nation's law enforcement? No, I do not. There's too many of them. You ask them today, there's people that will come. They're going to come and take our guns. And everybody in law enforcement that I know goes, who is going to do that? Because I'm not going to do it. And, Raven in the chat room, he just put out a little thing. Nobody wearing a badge today, for the most part, is going to come and do that. So given the numbers and given what we know, who we know are our allies, why do we let the progressives and the communists in our government dictate to us what we can legitimately do with a gun? It is becoming ridiculous. We can and should tell our elected officials what we expect them to do. After all, they do work for us. We must demand that they support our Second Amendment rights as intended by our forefathers, not as interpreted by activist judges with personal agendas. It has been said that a litmus test should not be used to select the politicians and judges we will vote for. I disagree. If the litmus test applies to a constitutional issue, then it is absolutely essential that we use it, putting all other issues aside. Libertarians, independents, Republicans, Democrats should agree that the Constitution of the United States represents the fundamental basis for the success of our democratic republic. Any and all efforts by politicians or judges to undermine that must be met by a united front of all Americans, or our republic is doomed. It's not so much that we're not going to be beaten. We're not going to be invaded. We're not going to be taken over. It's not going to take martial law. It's just going to take disinterest and apathy. The Second Amendment is one of the cornerstones of the Republic and essential if we are to remain free. It's as important as our First Amendment right of free speech, which is being attacked left, right, and center. And every time this is attacked or diminished, our country is weakened and thrown open to the rise of a dictatorship by the progressive elite. Look at New Jersey. Do you know how many background checks were done in New Jersey, I think, in 2014? I think it was 73,000 background checks for the entire state of New Jersey. There's 640 people with permits to carry guns in New Jersey. There you go. There's interpretation for you. States' rights run amok. States' rights should not apply to constitutional civil rights, to the Bill of Rights. That's supposed to be left. All the power is not given to the federal government. It's supposed to be left to the states. States go way beyond that now. So, Article 3 of the U.S. Constitution defines treason as to consist only in levying war against them or adhering to their enemies, giving them aid or comfort. What do you think Obama does now? Obama's worse than Hanoi Jane any day of the week. He goes out on an apology tour all the time. He's always on an apology tour. We are the biggest, baddest group walking the planet. We don't have to take this. We'll be right back.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. 303-403-4885 or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
G Live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I understand that the Repubs canceled the Colorado voting and gave the electors to Cruz. Is this true or internet rumor? I have heard something along those lines. I don't have corroboration on that just yet. If any of you have that, I would love to see it. As far as this election is concerned, pay very close attention to the way the Repubs are running their stuff because they're not used to being questioned at all. And what they're used to doing is having a bunch of people like Bill Kristol or Kevin Williamson at National Review. All of these people are supposed to, they're supposed to write stuff and we're supposed to lap it up because they're conservative journalists. And, you know, that doesn't hold true anymore because what's happened is that the conservatives that have always voted for the Republicans have gotten tired of being lied to in order to get their vote. And then we give them their vote. We give them the vote and then we give them the House. We give them the Senate. They do nothing except sit around and go, "Hello, Mr. Barack Obama. Which side of your butt would you like for us to kiss today?" Left, right, just let both sides. It doesn't, Senate, doesn't matter. We don't care. So, you know, people are sort of tired of that. They're tired of the McConnells. They're tired of, and the other thing that they're, I'm waiting to see, one thing, and that is, are they going to put forward Paul Ryan or Mitt Romney or somebody else in this, coming convention that they're going to have, which will mean they're going to be butting up against they're going to be making a selection, bestowing upon somebody the nomination that nobody has voted for. Nobody has voted for. So, you know, that's also coming in. The way I understand it is it's distorted in Colorado, but they wrote the laws last summer. Trump should have known it. See, I've heard that too. I just haven't been paying that much attention to it because it's already made it past, you know, it's already made it past South Carolina. I'm waiting for the next go round. And in the meantime, I'm keeping every gun I own very well lubed up, and I have reset my harness and everything. I've been dieting. I've lost 22 pounds. Thank you very much. And I intend to lose more and continue to work out and do some other stuff. Raven has offered to work out with me. Dr. Jan there in the chat room from Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. He's been giving me a little health advice here and there. I'm just getting ready to be the most dangerous me I can be. And if it amounts to I don't have to do anything, okay, big deal. I got good and healthy. I got good and healthy and my shooting got better. And I got to use some stuff. And by the way, I'm planning on being heavy if that happens. I'm going to be carrying the M1A. I'm not as fast as most people used to be. So while all of those sprinters are out there going out there with their ARs, I can sort of lay back and reach out and touch someone. So anyway, it's come to light that social media, you know, Facebook doesn't want you to sell guns on Facebook. Try not to cough on the air. That's item number one. Try to make a note. Don't cough on the air. They don't want you to sell guns on the Internet, which all social media is a form of communication. Now, I can get with any of these people in the chat room, and some of these people know how to get in touch with me direct, and they can drop a term to me, and I'll know exactly what they're talking about. They can do it over Facebook, and I would just know, hey, they got a gun for sale. Maybe I know how to contact them directly. I could be like, well, okay, what you got? How much you want for it? And, you know, I don't need to get out there and put a picture on Facebook and say $5.99. I don't need to do that. Now, what Facebook is finding out, especially in the Middle East, is that ISIS and all of these other bad players that are out there in the Middle East, they're using Facebook to trade in missiles and grenade launchers and anti-aircraft guns and heavy machine guns and crew-served weapons. And they've been trying to do this since September of 2014. This is a new report tracking online trade of arms in the North African country of Libya. They've been mired in chaos since the fall of Muammar Gaddafi, which, you know, they yanked him out of a hole and executed him, and now they're in a power vacuum, I guess, of some sort. It was put out by the Ares Armament Research Services. The report was commissioned by the Small Arms Survey in Geneva and tracked 97 trades of sales over an 18-month period. The sample taken from a database maintained by Ares only represents a portion of a much larger report to be released in 2 to 3 months. And, you know, they told Guns.com that the Hollywood notion of planes full of guns being rapidly unloaded is rare. It does happen on a limited basis, but typically these weapons are diverted from the authorized trade. So that means they're getting hijacked or, you know, every time we sell or every time anybody sells, especially Russia and China, they underwrite a lot of people, which is why the AK is so prevalent. They underwrite a lot of people, but a lot of times those weapons get diverted. And it doesn't take all of them to get diverted. If they've got 5 rail cars and they get 1 rail car, that's a lot of guns. So, transactions could reflect the needs of non-state Libyan armed groups or a way for them to get rid of unwanted or obsolete weaponry. And that's a common complaint, especially for the guys fighting ISIS. They would fight ISIS all day. They don't want any boots on the ground. They just want some weapons at work. And I've seen reports where they'll be out there training and qualifying, and they'll be running AKs. And behind them will be a pile of AKs. And I know all of you AK people out there are going to say, that's just not real building. You can't be honest about this. But I'm being honest about it. They'll have a pile of AKs that fail. AKs are good. But they do have a shelf life, and they will only run so many rounds through them. And they will, you know, eventually all things, all machines, if they're operated enough, begin to break. And they'll have a pile of broken down AKs behind them. And maybe they could take and cannibalize that pile and make three or four good running guns out of them. But they're just wanting weapons. And some of these guys have just out-of-date weapons. You can't fight a modern, no matter how much you can buy a Mosin Nagant for, that's not something that you want to be your primary gun. All of these guys, they're coordinating all of these sales on Facebook. They're coordinating all of these operations on Facebook. I'm almost certain that Zuckerberg probably isn't doing anything about this, because it's, after all, Muslims. And we've got to coexist, which I don't have a problem coexisting with anybody. But, you know, for as many people as I know, they never call me up and say, hey, Bill, if you don't believe what we believe and do as we do and do as we say and worship the way we think you should worship and conduct your life the way we think you should conduct your life, we're going to saw your head off. None of them ever do that. So I have a very easy time of coexisting. And that's the template by which I set my life. So I guess we'll have to wait and see if Zuckerberg can find the gumption to stop the I mean, there's no way to stop that. Social media is a communications platform, period. We'll be right back.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. One thing I want to, for those of you who may have what I have, I don't know what I had. It sort of reminded me of pneumonia. Maybe walking pneumonia or whatever. I had two different types. I had some congestion in my lungs and I had some congestion in my throat. And no matter what I took, none of it worked. It's like, take cough medicine, coughed anyway. Take cold medicine. Still congested, still. Nothing worked. The only thing that seemed to work was sleep, and I couldn't sleep. The biggest problem I had was I couldn't sleep because I was coughing myself to death. But if you're out there right now and you're going through what I'm going through, one, you have my sympathy. Two, don't take all that medicine. I took so much medicine trying to fight this that one day... Everybody's looking at my right eye because they say there's yellow in it, which is an indication of liver failure. Well, it wasn't an indication of liver failure in my case. It was a discoloration due to the fact that I had coughed so much that capillaries in my eye exploded. And while I don't have the shock and awe look, they're all underneath one eyelid. There was a little bit of it poking out of there, and... Try to get as much rest as you can if you've got this. It's very hard. It seems I've still got it. It's still affecting me right now. But just a thought I had. Obama is insistent on constantly shaming America because of our supposed lack of gun regulation. Continues to show no interest at all in actually adhering to the gun regulations in place. Now, not only, you know, they have the fewest amount of cases in the Obama administration, far fewer than George W. Bush's Department of Justice ever had. Far fewer. Now there's information coming out that the Obama administration is granting executive clemency to dozens of felons imprisoned for firearm-related offenses, some whose crimes involve possessing or using a firearm in furtherance of drug trafficking crimes. These criminals will for the most part be released back into the very communities that they exploited and victimized with their offenses. This was all detailed in a March 31st letter from Senator Richard Shelby to U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch. According to the letter, of more than 200 federal inmates granted release under President's Initiative for Executive Clemency, 33 were convicted of firearm-related offenses. According to the letter from Shelby, these include 7 convictions of possession of a firearm in furtherance of a drug trafficking crime, 4 convictions of possession of a firearm by a felon, and 2 convictions of use of a firearm in furtherance of a drug trafficking offense. Now, 33, everybody, that's not that many, Bill. The United States is a big country. That's not that many people going into. Well, they're going into the same communities where they're having spikes in crime right now. Shelby expressed his frustration this way. He said, communities in my state, like other towns and cities all over America, are working hard to clean up their streets and make their communities safer. This is a constant struggle for some areas, yet this announcement from the president sends an unfortunate and resounding message to criminals everywhere. If you are convicted of a crime involving a gun, the federal government will go easy on you. I'm not advocating for that. I've never been one to advocate for something like that. You can damn sure bet that if I commit a crime with a gun, I mean, if my pal Raven, yeah, he's still in the chat room, if Raven catches me committing a crime with a gun, while he's putting the handcuffs on me, he's going to say, Bill, I'm real sorry about this, but you're under arrest. And he's going to arrest me anyway. He's going to arrest me despite his personal feelings, as he should. This is a glaring contradiction to the president's assertion last year that the one area where I've been most frustrated and most stymied is the fact that the United States of America is the one advanced nation on earth where we do not have sufficient common sense gun laws. Surely, a man like Obama, who can read, you don't have to be any, you know, he has staff members and everything. He could go to Loretta Lynch or Eric Holder when he was in place and say, hey, dude or dudette, how many gun control laws do we actually have on the books? And they would simply tell him this. And then he would know. He could have done that. And you can be sure he's done it. You know he's done it. For somebody, this is the guy who sat there and got on TV and cried after another shooting where he got out there and said, you know, sooner or later, we got to do something about this. You know, he cried about it, and yet he doesn't do what he can do. He's not getting what he wants to get, but he's not doing what he wants to do. And do you want to know why? Do you want to know? And if some people are going to be like, oh, Bill finally gets it tonight. I think he wants there to be crime. I think he wants to see black-on-black crime. I think the Democrats, they couldn't care less about Black Lives Matter, not really. I saw something the other day where de Blasio and Clinton were making fun of black people. My only problem with black people is that they listen to the Democrats. They listen to the Democrats. I know plenty of black people that don't listen to the Democrats, and they understand. And listen, I just want them to think for themselves. They don't have to think like me. Okay, they don't have to agree with me. But they, they're not. Black America should not be some subset of America that's good to control and it's good to dupe. And, you know, that's been changing because we're trying to make every Hispanic lawbreaker in the United States a citizen now today. So, that's shifting too. That's another way the Democrats and the Republicans alike have gotten out there and said, well, hey, we got a bunch of new voters that could come in. We got a bunch of new people that would work for almost nothing. That's the Republican side. We got a bunch of new voters. That's the Democrat side. They're all willing to go out there and do that. In the meantime, America at large just is suffering. Obama does not use every tool at his disposal to deal with violent crime.
which he should because it plagues his adopted hometown, but he doesn't do it. So rather than focus on violent criminals, his most recent and highly touted gun control offensive targeted hobbyists and collectors who make occasional gun sales, licensed dealers, and expanding the attack on veterans to include Social Security recipients. In other words, the law abiding. The ones who aren't going to hurt anybody. The ones who aren't going to rob anybody. I know a great many law abiding people who would, if they decide to go rogue, they will make just about any crime unit, any crime group, any gang. If five or six of them got together, they would make it, it would look like a military operation compared to these indiscriminate spray and pray, undisciplined wannabe gangsters. It would be horrible. But rather than focus on the ones actually committing the violent crime, he focuses on the law abiding. And Shelby's letter raised questions about whether the administration is following its own guidelines in the granting for executive clemency. These include prioritizing applicants who are nonviolent, low-level offenders without significant ties to large-scale criminal organizations, gangs or cartels, and who do not have a significant criminal history. If you're selling drugs and you're shooting people while you're selling drugs, that's significant, wouldn't you think? I don't think so. Obama does not believe that individuals who use or possess guns to perpetuate drug crimes, they're not really a threat to public safety. Remember, ISIS is not an existential threat to the United States. Them coming in here and blowing up a couple hundred people here and a couple hundred people there, the United States does not cease to function at that point. Do you understand that? Do you get that? It's not existential. That's what he's saying here. So, okay. Good for you, pal. Coming up next, David Kodria. This is Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the fault. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
December 7, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.